In a State of the State address yesterday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie talked about a 10% tax cut for everyone in New Jersey.
And the governor joins us on our news line. Governor, good afternoon. Let's start with taxes. If this 10% cut goes through, what has to be cut to pay for it?
Well, listen, first of all, what we're going to do is we're going to responsibly pay for this by phasing it in over 3 years. And so not do the things that have been done in the past where you take a big hit to the budget right away. You phase it in over 3 years. And so we'll continue to make the kind of responsible cuts and reductions in the budget that we made before. For instance, the state workforce today has fewer people in it than when Christy Whitman left office in January of 2001. And so I think we're doing things the right way. We're making government smaller and less expensive, and we'll be able to afford to do this. And it's a fallacy. You can't afford to send people some of their money back. New Jerseyans have been taxed pretty hard, and we want to give them some of their money back.
Well, we know you hate raising taxes, but the fund to fix the bridges and the potholes is running dry in New Jersey. There's no means to fill it up.
No, it's not.
No? Educate me.
We authorized last year a 5-year transportation capital plan that is going to spend $1.6 billion a year in state money, both from toll increases that were put into effect and by Governor Corzine, and then also by money that we're taking right out of the state budget and pay as you go. And we're going to spend $8 billion in state money on roads over the next 5 years, and that'll be matched by federal dollars. And so it's not going dry, complete fallacy. We settled this problem last year.
That Corzine money was the tunnel money, right?
It was toll money that was intended for the tunnel, which we're now spending on roads.
Governor, we hear state revenues are down, $325 million, 3% over the first half of the fiscal year. What will you have to cut to make up for lower revenues plus cuts in taxes being phased in?
I don't think we're going to have to, first of all, because we've been budgeting very responsibly. You remember last year the Democrats wanted us to spend $400 million more than what I said we were going to bring in. Imagine if we had. We'd now be $700 million in the hole and have to make real cuts. Between the surplus that we have that girds against this type of backdrop of about $600 million and just managing our budgets much more effectively, which we've done every year. My first 2 years, we have come in under budget every year in terms of the way we manage our money. And so we're not going to have, as long as it stays at the level where it is now, I think it's going to improve. But even if it doesn't, we're not going to have to make any significant cuts.
Governor, the legislature's first priority, bills A1 and S1, would be to put a gay marriage bill on your desk, and it seems like it's going to get there. What will you do?
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure it's going to get there. I haven't seen them put the votes up to get it to my desk. And I have to tell you that, you know, I've been very clear in my view on this since I ran for office that I am not a supporter of same-sex marriage. But on the other hand, the fact is this is a huge societal change that they're talking about here. And I think we need to do this in a very deliberate and thoughtful way and get the most input from the public we can before we overturn hundreds of years of societal, legal, and religious tradition.
If it does get to your desk, you would veto it?
I'm not in the hypothetical game. They've never been able to get it to a governor's desk. They couldn't get it to a governor's desk when the governor was there and said he would sign it. And so, we'll see what happens.
We're talking with Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey. Governor Mitt Romney has stated that as president, he would cut $700 billion in Medicaid to states. So as a governor, how do you square supporting a presidential candidate who wants to slash money for your treasury?
Well, listen, any president of the United States who is honest with the people that he hopes to represent is going to say that there's going to have to be significant cuts in entitlement programs in order to get our federal budget under control. And I think any governor, all they would ask for is two things, that it be fairly distributed around the country, any reductions that need to be made, and that if reductions are going to be made, you let the states make the decisions about how those reductions are to be made to meet the individual needs of their citizens, not a one-size-fits-all program from Washington. And Governor Romney favors that.
Governor Christie, is Xanadu ever going to happen? And if it does, and if it brings in the 150,000 people a day that it's been talked about, are you worried about just traffic nightmares around the Meadowlands?
I believe it is going to happen. Now, you know, there are significant negotiations going on between the people who, the bankers who invested in Xanadu and the Triple Five organization, the folks who run Mall of America, in terms of taking that over and not just making it a shopping mall, but making it a destination with an indoor water park and an indoor amusement park. And as you all know, you know, indoor ski slope, which has already been built. And so I think it is going to happen. Am I worried about the traffic? No, I think that we're going to have a traffic plan up there that can handle that level. You know, we have a lot of great access roads, not just the New Jersey Turnpike, but Route 3 and Route 20 that get you there. And I think we'll put together a responsible traffic management plan. That should be our biggest problem, to deal with great success after all the years of failure up there regarding this project.
And Governor, if the road you are on is the road to Washington someday, we know we may lose you in New Jersey. Who are the up-and-coming Republican stars? Who's the next Chris Christie?
Well, listen, I wouldn't want to curse anybody with being the next Chris Christie, but what I would say is we've got a lot of good people, starting with my Lieutenant Governor, Kim Guadagno, has proven to be a really, really effective person in defining the role of Lieutenant Governor, since she's our first one, and she's doing an excellent job. Senator Joe Carrillos from Monmouth County has been a very effective leader over the last 20 years of our party. Senator Tom Kaine Jr., son of the former governor, has been a very effective leader. Senator Kevin O'Toole from Essex County. Assemblyman John Brandnick, the Republican leader in the Assembly. Kathy Donovan, the Bergen County executive up in Hackensack, has done a great job. We've got a lot of really good folks on the Republican Party who could provide great leadership for this state. Now and in the future.
Governor, before we let you go and go to traffic and weather together, Wayne and I are both Jersey guys. We drive the turnpike, we drive the parkway, we pay the tolls and the fares on the path. I know you weren't crazy about the increases. Later you signed on, they were watered down just a bit. Now we hear people are taking, you know, the long road to go around that. Revenues are down. Do you have any second thoughts about eventually going along with the increases?
Well, first of all, I had no choice but to go along with the increases on the turnpike and the parkway. We had promised our bondholders, Governor Corzine had, that they were going to do it. And if we didn't raise the tolls, we would have been sued by our bondholders. So we had to do that. And that's the Port Authority with all the projects that we have going on. The Gothels Bridge, the Bayonne Bridge, the refurbishing of the George Washington Bridge, and the World Trade Center. It was an unfortunate necessity because Governor Corzine didn't raise tolls for almost his entire term. You know, we had to deal with it in one fell swoop. But I think Governor Cuomo and I did it in a way that was most responsible and going to allow people to plan over the next number of years for how much it's going to cost to use those bridges and tunnels.
Governor Christie, it is always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, sir.
Fellas, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.